Next section, section F, cars and car fuel benefits. Here we have working sheet 2 to help you report the benefit if you need it. Chapters 11, 12, 13, 15 and Appendix 1 of the booklet 480, Expenses and Benefits, a Tax Guide, provide HMRC's guidance on car and fuel benefit. Chapter 11 relates to company cars for the period from 6 of April 2003 and to company vans from 6 of April 2005 when those rules changed. The definition of a car is any mechanically propelled road vehicle except a goods vehicle, a motorcycle, an invalid carriage, or a vehicle of a type not commonly used as a private vehicle and unsuitable to be so used, for example, a Grand Prix car. I said the PLMD Working Sheet 2 is available to help calculate both the car and car fuel benefit. The PLMD itself only has room for reporting two company cars, which requires therefore a separate sheet for any additional cars made available due within the year. Employers have to report details of the cars made available for private use and the total car benefit charge. A car benefit charge is incurred whenever a car is made available, without any transfer of the property in it, to an employee, or indeed to a member of the employee's family or household, by reason of the employment, and it is available for private use. There would have to be substantial evidence to prove if a car is available that it's not available for private use, and this might involve very detailed business mileage logs. So where a car is made available for the private use of an employee, it is deemed to be made available by reason of the employment. In other words, it's said to be going with the job. One statutory exception to this where the employer is an individual and it can be shown that the car was provided in the course of ordinary domestic, family or personal relationships. HMRC would look to see if the car had been treated as a business asset and whether any claims were made in relation to the car, in which case they wouldn't accept the statutory exception. In terms of calculating the car benefit charge, the revenue guidance on this sets it out in a series of numbered steps. Step 1, find the price of the car. Step 2, add the price of any accessories which fall to be taken into account. And step 3, make any required deductions for capital contributions by the employee. And step 4, take the lower of the amount carried forward from step 3 and £80,000. The £80,000 is the maximum list price of any car. £150,000 Rolls-Royce or Bentley would be limited to £80,000 in terms of calculating the car benefit. We then have to find the appropriate percentage for the car and multiply that figure by the list price of the car. Make any required deduction for periods when the car was unavailable and make any required deduction for payments by the employee for the private use of the car. So let's have a look at some of this. This method of calculation is modified in the case of cars that run on road fuel gas and for classic cars, and the benefit may be reduced where the car is shared. The price of a car means its list price if it has one, or its notional price if it has no list price. The list price is what we will mainly deal with, and it is the inclusive price published by the manufacturer, importer, or distributor of the car if sold singly in a retail sale in the open market in the UK on the day before the date of the car's first registration. So you can't take into account any discounts. It includes standard accessories, any relevant taxes, VAT, car tax, any customs or excise duty, any tax chargeable as if it were a customs duty, and delivery charges, but it excludes the £25 new car registration fee because that's an administration fee, not a tax. Paragraph 12.4 of the booklet 480 makes clear that the list price is not the dealer's advertised price or the price paid, which, as I've said, may include discounts or cashback. Cars manufactured to run on road fuel gas, the price of the car is reduced by so much of that price as it is reasonable to attribute to the car being manufactured in such a way. For cars registered on or after 1st of January 1998, the appropriate percentage depends on the carbon dioxide, the CO2 emissions of the car, and the type of fuel used. And within the booklet 480, we have a table which tells us, for example, petrol is P, diesel not Euro 4 is D, diesel Euro 4, which was only relevant up until December 2006, was L. electric cars are E, hybrid cars H, gas cars B, and so on. For cars not available at some time during the year, there'll be no adjustment to the benefit unless the period when the car was unavailable totaled at least 30 consecutive days. And again, records would need to be maintained to prove this. We have to report the list price of the car and optional accessories fitted to the car when first made available. Accessories added after the car was first made available are to be included unless the cost was less than £100. But you can't get around this £100 issue by splitting up the accessories for having, shall we say, £480 steel wheels or what have you. You can exclude the price of accessories necessarily provided for use in the employment, such as a tow bar for towing a display trailer, and any design solely for use by a disabled person or to cater for a particular disability of an orange badge holder. Capital contributions up to £5,000 made by the employee towards the cost of the car, or indeed any accessories, can be deducted from the list price. And any amounts paid in the year by the employee for the private use of the car should be reported in separate boxes. But be warned, payments must be specifically for private use of the vehicle, and that should be documented. It has to exclude payments for supplies or services, such as payments for petrol or insurance. The cash equivalent of each car must be reported. Then the total cash equivalent for all cars available in 2007-08 will be shown in box 9 on the P11D. Classic cars which are defined as more than 15 years old on the 5th of April with a market value of more than £15,000, that is more than its original price, have separate rules. The price of the classic car is the market value of the car on the last day in the year that the car was available to the employee. In arriving at the company car percentage for the CO2s, you'll find a table in the back of the booklet 480, and this gives us the CO2 factors, the relevant percentage. So if it's a car with 160 grams per kilometre, then for 2007-08 the percentage is 19%. The minimum is 15%, subject to adjustments for hybrid cars. The maximum is 35%, there is no adjustment at all. Diesel cars generally have a 3% supplement added to them. Let's now look at the provision of car fuel for private motoring, which again is perhaps one of the more difficult ones and one that can be challenged by HMRC when they come a-calling. The cash equivalent of fuel for each car fuel benefit charge should be shown, and then the total cash equivalent of fuel for all cars available in 2007-08 should be reported in box 10 of the P11D. A car fuel benefit charge will apply unless fuel or any mileage allowance was provided solely for business travel, or unless the director or employee was required to make good the whole cost of any private motoring and actually did so. Making good can be a payment to cover the cost of any private fuel or by replacing the fuel used for private motoring, but again, be warned, HMRC will check the method used. The provision of fuel or any part of a mileage allowance to cover home-to-work travel will give rise to a car fuel benefit charge.